guys, welcome back to Glass of Wine. I am one of your hosts. My name is Gina Schwartz. How's it going? To my right, we have the beautiful
Zane C. Weber. That gets longer every time you introduce an episode.
I hope so.
Leaning right into it.
And to my left, the sensational
Andy Schossler. Good evening.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
And of course, across from me, we have super guest star. He's a man. He's our man. He's your man. It's
Alex Smith.
Hey. Welcome back, Alex. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling good.
Feeling good. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Tight. Good.
How are you feeling?
Anyway, so today on Glass of Wine, we'll be drinking a little bit of wine and whining till we can no longer do so, or until we're too drunk to do so.
You know? Or until the time is up.
All that too. So today we're drinking a white. It is from Hunter Valley in Australia, and it's called Semillion, and it's from the Glenguin Estate.
Yep. Semillion is the grape.
What?
Yep.
Wait, Semillion is the grape.
It's the grape. Yeah.
I believe the wine is just Glenguin. So this is their
all the good pear days. Everything in bold, right at the top, is the grape.
Oh, what? My life is a lie. So you're telling me that Cabernet Sauvignon is a grape?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not a well.
What?
Are we both being tricked at the same time?
Cab Sauvignon is a blend of the Cabernet grape and the Sauvignon grape.
How are there that many names of grape?
There are so many kinds of grape.
Mushrooms.
I found out so many new grape varieties from doing this podcast.
And wine grapes are different from table grapes.
What?
Wine grapes generally don't taste sweet.
That's why I don't think wine smells like grapes. I'm learning a lot. Because I was like, doesn't smell like grapes, but that's because I've been eating different grapes.
That's correct. Fair.
And can you imagine
flavoring is my favorite flavoring, and it tastes nothing like grapes or wine.
Wine made from the fairy floss grapes.
Oh, can you imagine it? Make it happen, scientists. Also, like, we're not judging, but I liked the name Semillion more than I liked Glenguin or Glenguin.
Well, I think Glenguin is the name of the vineyard. And this is just their 2018 Semillion.
Oh, so it doesn't really have a name.
No.
Well, it does. You know what? We can name it. Let's do a hybrid of all our names. No, that's too hard. So Zane spoiled it for everyone, so we can't play the vintage.
Zaginal. There you go. Zaginal.
Not Gaza?
Zaginal. Gaza.
G-A-Z-A, Gaza.
Why? G-A-Z-A. No, that is... No.
That works, actually.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm going to mute you
nice
from now on.
Australian wine.
Gaza.
Gaza.
What about... What was yours?
Zaginal.
Zaginal Gaza or Gaza Zaginal. It's like, you know, it's
son.
A full name. Yeah. It's a full name. We've helped you out, Glenguin State. So if you do take that name, that would be copyright and you will owe us. But anyway.
Yep, that'll definitely stand up in a court of law.
So, of course, it's from Good Pear Days. Good Pear Days, which is a wine subscription service. Love them. Love us. If you do go onto their website, they give you some wine to taste and try. They give you 3 wines to start off with. But if you use our discount code GLASSOFWINE with an H, you get $25 off that order. So just pop on that 4th bottle and you get free delivery, my friends.
Free delivery.
Free delivery. Am I right? Let's just sing it all. Anyway, okay.
They care whether or not your wine is delivered.
What do you mean?
Well, recently, my most recent delivery, there was a bit of an upset where the guy came. We have an intercom at our little complex. There's a gate. He called and I was late getting to it. I called back 2 minutes later to let him in, thinking maybe if he waited. But no, he disappeared for his next deliveries.
Did he leave it there?
2 days later, he comes back because that's, you know, they just have their rounds, and he wasn't back until that time. Mm-hmm. And it was only until after he delivered that Good Pear Day sent me a little email saying, "It's done. Your delivery's finished. Enjoy the wine."
Nice.
So what is that?
They wait for confirmation to.
Of course.
And if they don't get it, I imagine if some time had passed, they'd be following up and saying, "Hey, didn't get confirmation. Did you?" Mm. Did you get the wine? Did you not get the wine?
Because where they store the wine in the delivery places is not always the best place for wine to be stored.
What?
Because it could get quite warm.
Yeah.
Or
were jostled
really,
around.
Really warm.
Warm or very warm?
It could get a bottle shock.
Have we had a smell or a taste, my boys? What are we thinking?
I can't get enough of this.
It ain't grapes.
It ain't grapes, I'll tell you that much. I really like this, and I do love a white. And this is like a little spicy, but also sweet. And kind of, I'm not going to say syrupy, but it's like the cousin of syrup.
Sugary.
Sugary. Yeah, yeah, am I?
Okay. I'm just getting a lot of like flowers off on the smell.
Mm.
It's seriously smooth.
Yeah.
Like this is like adult cordial. I could knock this down bottle after bottle without a problem.
Well, my friend, you can do that. Zane.
Yes.
Where do you think you'll be drinking this?
I'm drinking this next to a pool.
Oh, you're near a pool, are you?
I don't know why I'm near a pool. But yeah, this is like summer party, people are swimming. I'm not necessarily swimming, but maybe I'm swimming, or maybe I have swum, or maybe I'm planning to swim.
Or maybe you're just in the pool.
Maybe just near the pool.
Okay, you don't like being in water?
Look, I like being in water. I don't like getting in or getting out of water.
That's a mood.
So I really like this. Like there's a breeze and there's sunshine and there's a pool. And that's what I'm... where I'm drinking this one, I think.
Yeah, nice. Mm. I feel that very much. Andrew?
This is a work wine.
Oh, wait, you're at work?
No.
It's a chore to drink.
No, I've talked about it before. Like there are some wines where you've done a little bit of physical labor. You've got sweat on, you're done, and you just want something to relax to, but you don't want juice or soft drink because you're not a child. You want something proper. And, you know, maybe it's not the right atmosphere for beer. Maybe you've had, you know, beer the rest of the time you've been working on this thing, so this is the one to go to.
Nice.
My thirst for it confirms that, because this morning I did some gardening.
Ooh. Ah.
My wife and I did gardening together. I probably did about 10%, but I'm calling it an even split.
Nice.
That's what marriage means, yeah. Right?
Oof, big oof. Alex, what about you? Where are you drinking this?
I'm drinking this in a painter's studio in New York. And
I thought you were about to say, I'm drinking this in a painting.
In a painting.
Oh, that would be nice.
Damn. I didn't know we could do that with our answers.
Yeah, you could do anything.
A loft apartment painter's studio. I'm painting the ethanol. I'm not painting with the ethanol, but I was going to list off some smells, and then I was like, I don't know much about painting studios, I've discovered.
That's all clay, I've got.
canvas.
High rent.
High rent, yeah, yeah.
Exposed brick facade.
Yeah, yeah.
Beret.
Moldy bread.
Beret. I think for me, look, I want to go with water, but look, New York is calling to me. So maybe I'm living in New York. I live in Brooklyn. I've just moved over there. For some reason, I'm poor but not broke. You know what I mean? Where you're like, I can't go out every night, but I can pay my bills.
An underdog.
Yeah, an underdog. Yeah.
Buy wine.
And buy wine. And somehow I've stumbled upon this, and it was probably on sale. I was like, look, this was actually $45, but now it's $20. I'm going to roll the dice on that. And I've come home, and it's the start of spring. So we're just coming out of like a cool season. So there's a breeze in the air, and it's late afternoon, and I've put on I put on Mumford & Sons.
Ooh.
On my record player, and I've poured myself a glass of wine, and I'm home alone, and I'm dancing, and that's what I'm doing.
Which Mumford & Sons song? Because that implies this style of dancing.
So it's the album that I lost, rest in peace, 2 years ago in the move. It was the album.
Ah, yes, that one. I remember it well.
A good vintage.
It was the album with Little Lion Man on it, but nice. I can't remember the name. But that was a bopping album. God, that was they had some hits on that album.
Do you I feel think bad? Iron Man was written by Black Sabbath.
Who?
Do you what? Feel bad about losing it?
I don't even know how I lost it. It just wasn't there when I was in my apartment, and I got very annoyed because it was very expensive.
Well, Gina, it's not your fault, but
you're
mine.
Right. You're right. Nothing is ever my fault. So can't take responsibility for that. Now, I would do food pairing, but unfortunately it's not very big, so I think we'd all lose. So I'm just going to tell you what it is. So it says a zingy yet complex dish that you can dial up the heat on. So
Pad
that's
Thai.
So huh? Zinger burger from KFC.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Quite.
So I wouldn't think this is sweet enough to complement a spicy
really?
Dish. Yeah.
But it says you can dial up the heat. So it depends on what you're into.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And it also says would also be great with barramundi. And I, you know what? I watched a movie this morning that had fish and now I want fish.
I feel context is important. Was it a documentary on fish or was it a movie about the
cooking
of fish?
It was Finding Nemo. No. No, it was Julie and Julia, the cooking movie. Look it up. Yes.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Love her. And Stanley Tucci. You know what? He's in one of my... You know how you have those like top actors that you're like, oh, I would watch anything they're in. Stanley Tucci. Very good. However, not good. The Silence on Netflix. Don't fucking watch it. It's awful.
It is pretty bad.
Yeah, you was watched it? Awful. I was like, how bad could it be? Stanley Tucci's in it. It's bad. Yeah. It's quite bad. Yeah.
Was there a period for food films? Like, did Julie and Juliet come out the same time as Burnt and Ratatouille, like late 2000s?
You know what? I think it did.
Yeah. There was a lot of, like, it was during the celebrity chef movement.
Like Master Chef.
Like of the 2000s. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
culminated
actually
great. In this
yeah.
great celebration of rubbish chefs.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have everybody else do the work.
And now it's gone down. But enough about cooking. Let's talk about things that make us angry. Am I right, Alex? What's going on?
Yes. Well, I mean, there's a lot going on. And yeah. We don't really know when this podcast is going to come out, so I'm not going to say anything too topical because maybe it'll be in terrible taste by then. However...
Yeah, fair. That's good call.
I hate... Are you pre-laughing, Zane?
No, I just had it. Flashing through my head was just like all the horrible things that you might just like, oh, this could be in terrible taste in 3 weeks. I'm like, yes, pedophilia is great.
Oh, fuck. I hate that. I know I have the feeling, but I realized I didn't know how to put it into words.
It's boiling over so fervently, it's actually... spilt out of the pot.
That's the whole episode, just me trying to articulate this hateful feeling. It's very easy to love someone and make them feel loved. And I've been talking to a lot of my friends recently and hearing about how all their exes... I hate all my friends' exes.
Amen!
Yeah.
I'd like to find any friend or anyone I know and be like, hey, you know your best friend, do you like their ex? And they will all say no! Nobody likes their friend's ex! You know why? Because they were assholes. Anyway, carry on, go.
I just hate...
Except for my ex. His best friend loved me. Carry on. I'm done.
He did.
Don't look at me like that, saying he did.
I'm not doing calculations in my head. It's like, who are we talking about? I'm like, okay. This went from like level one of emotion to like level 90 of emotion. Like I'm struggling to keep up here. I don't have strong feelings about exes.
What?
Can't Sorry. Relate. Right. Talking Don't about you... them is like a drug. It like fuels me. It just the spite.
Once the breakup happens, don't you just stop socializing with the exes?
Oh, 100%, but that's not the point.
So aren't they not around enough for you to hate them?
You don't understand.
Clearly not.
I should clarify. I don't hate
or is it
previously
because...
I said I hate my friends' exes. No. I don't hate my friends' exes because of who like I don't hate I hate people who can't make people feel good.
Okay.
It's easy to love people. They'll be like, I like dogs. And then you say, oh, do you want to go look at some dogs? And they're like, what? Like, it's that.
That's not love.
I mean, what? That's part of it. Like, isn't it like the bare minimum? And like, I hate these damn attractive people who don't think they need to try because they're just I don't understand. You hear these damn stories of being like, super attractive guys just spending time with the boys.
Okay.
And being like, it's our anniversary. Do you want to hang out? And then be like, no, babe, I got the boys. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a moment just then after Alex stopped speaking when everyone looked at me. I'm like, yeah. Screw the boys.
You must Alex, have thoughts. You must have do, thoughts
I,
on this.
I do have okay. thoughts. Okay. Let me have
it
my thoughts.
It better be the piping hot tea, Zane.
Okay.
Okay.
In every relationship,
yes,
there is a disparity of emotion. One person, regardless of how strongly they both feel,
yes,
feels stronger.
Yes.
Therefore, that person puts pressure on the other person to meet their level of commitment. But sometimes, when that person has said to themselves in their own head, this is a little much, they start neglecting to meet that other person's level of commitment. And they're like, hey, it's our anniversary, let's hang out. And this person goes, oh, you're not in the room with me right now.
Fuck that person.
And that is true. It's a very very unemotionally intelligent response. And should just be, hey, let's not be together anymore before it's our anniversary. Let's deal with that. But you see, people are trash and don't want to tell the truth because the truth is hard. They would rather just keep getting the sex and the emotional validation that they get from having a partner and not having to put any work into it. And so they string it out for as long as they can to keep getting those rewards for no work. And then you end up at the end of the relationship with this big disparity of like, I cared for you so much more and I was such a better partner to you than you were to me. And so I hate you now. And it's very understandable.
Are you talking
because humans are trash?
Genuine anniversaries or like people who go, oh, it's our 1 month anniversary.
Like it's our 1 month and 1 day anniversary.
Like it can be genuine, but if you're with someone.
No, I mean genuine anniversary, like this like 1 year. We've been together for a year. Yeah.
But also if someone's just like, we've been together for a month, I really care about you. And you know, it's important to me that we spend this month together.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you think it's important. If the other person thinks it's important, it's important. Make a thing.
Surely.
That's fair. I like that.
Yeah.
Also, but
if you're still dating, they can be too much too early.
My threshold is fucked. No one's ever more than me, so it's fine. I'm like, I carved your name on my forehead. And I'm like, babe, so sweet.
Thanks, honey. I cut my arm off for you. I didn't know why. It made sense at the time.
I'm sorry I didn't carve your name on me, but I'll cauterize your name on my stump. Now we're even. You know?
So we'll sew it on me and I can pat you on the back 3 times.
Yeah.
But you know what? I understand everything that has been said here at this table.
And yet.
And yet. I get what you were saying, Zane. Mm. But like, I'm with Alex. Like, when you put in the bare minimum or even less than, and the other person is like, hey, how about just a little bit more than bare, or maybe just even bare? And they're like, look, it doesn't really serve me.
Yeah, I get it. This is a reason not to be with that person and a reason why they're an ex. That's why I've listened to your other podcast, Gina. Like, I know effort is sexy, and that's effort is sexy.
Effort is sexy!
Because you feel someone is making the same commitment as you are to the relationship.
Just, and it's not even a commitment to be like, hey, do you want to hang out?
I just don't understand how. Okay, I'm just pin in that. Anyone with abs is incapable of love. All right, back to pin. I don't understand how these. I don't understand how these people can fucking sleep at night and have.
Because reasons!
What are the reasons?
Because they're dumb and they're psychopathic and they all deserve nothing. I gotta stop.
No, because.
Get them.
They've never been punished for it.
Why are they so hot? It's not fair.
Because some people just have that ability. They're born with genes and they're drawn to the activities that make them fit and healthy and attractive. And so that is just their bonus in life. They start with that bonus.
Is this a refined nice guy rant on my part? Am I being a super fedora-y nice guy right now?
Maybe.
Not a super fedora-y nice guy. I get what you're talking about. People who are attractive have people wanting to be in relationships with them and people who won't ask a lot from them so that they can be in a relationship with them. So they don't know that relationships usually, and for the better, require effort.
From themselves and from both parties. But it's called pretty privilege.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
I've heard of what I think is probably the evil, shitty other side of the coin, which is ugly duckling syndrome, which I learned from Shallow Hal, which is a film about a bad man learning to be a less shitty man.
Interesting.
Starring Jack Black. I haven't seen it in a long time.
So pretty privilege is, going to sound like an asshole. So there's one woman who is pretty, one woman who is plain.
Wow, Gina.
Really, Gina?
I can't believe you just said that.
This is an interesting situation that I got judged for last week. Please continue.
I don't like it, but it's how you explain it.
What okay. if there is one job that is great and one job that is less great and they're both represented by women?
I don't like it. Anyway, so... Two women, I talk about women because I think it's mostly women, but also men as well. Also, I'm a woman, so I'm more aware of it. So, for instance, two women walking to a bar. There's a couple people at the bar, but pretty woman, plain woman. Who gets served first? It's the pretty one.
The person who got there at first.
Negative.
If you have a queuing system, if it's a bar system, it's just whoever's closest to the barman.
You would think that.
You know that.
It's not true.
It's always.
No.
It's always who's closest.
No.
Whoever's always, loudest.
Who's more assertive, that's yeah. exactly right.
Well, yes.
You lean no. over that bar and you make it as uncomfortable as possible for that barman for you to be there. So he wants to get rid of you.
Or the one who has kicked the legs out from underneath the other, causing them to fall behind the bar, therefore being invisible to the barman.
Exactly right.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Sorry, are we asserting the conversation?
What I'm saying is it's a thing that exists. It's called pretty privilege. If there is a pretty person and a plain yeah, person, the sure. pretty person will get extra benefits or will be treated nicer. For instance, in my life, when I'm walking around as a 3 out of 10, I don't get looks. Aww. No, we're not. It's not a pity party. It's science.
It's not a pity party. That's undervaluing yourself.
I'm walking around as a 3 out of 10.
By at least.
At least 3.
At least 3. But at a maximum like 6.
You're 7 off, Gina. You're a
I'm
minus 4.
To explain and I've explained this before. Like when you're walking around as plain Jane, you don't get looks, you don't get extra privileges, okay. you wait in line, etc. When I've walked around as an 8 out of 10, you get looks, you get that extra privileges. You don't just get the coffee, you get the coffee and the biscuit for free. For instance, actually, me and my good friend Liz, shout out to Liz, we went to, when we were in New York, because we went to New York, we went to the Museum of Natural History. And we were walking around looking at our maps. And that was one of the mornings that we got up early and put on makeup and we were looking cute. Walking around the Museum of Natural History and we were just talking to each other out loud. And we were like, I really want to go to this dinosaur exhibit. Oh, it costs money. Oh, okay. A security guard walks past and he goes, oh, you guys were looking for the dinosaur exhibit? We were like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I'll take you to it just this way. And so Liz and I were like, okay, he's going to take us to it and we're going to have to pay. We don't want to pay. How do we tell him we don't want to pay, but we're already following him? We get to the exhibit and he's like, oh, no, these girls are with me. And just lets us in free
Sweet.
Of charge.
Yeah, well
That
done.
Would not have happened.
To me.
Well, yeah, because yeah. you were a man. Yeah. But yeah. But yeah.
I'm like, I think maybe you have a better insight onto this because, of course, you have experience makeup, no makeup.
And also I grew up ugly and now I'm not.
Okay.
So.
I'll trust you. I haven't seen you as a child.
You don't want to.
All right.
Love, shout out to my mom and dad. You tried. You know?
But yeah, that is true. And like that's the pretty people have to make less effort. And so
yeah, exactly.
And so if you are in a relationship with a pretty person, you might need to teach them.
Or some pretty people don't have personalities because they've been pretty their whole life and they never had to be funny or interesting because people like them anyway. Or some pretty people are really mean and nobody's called them up on it because, oh, they're just really pretty and we'll just smile and wave and then we'll have sex with them and then we'll leave kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Everybody plays to their strengths. If you happen to have a bag of goods that you can access that you don't have to work for, then why wouldn't you use that?
But I think I'm with Alex. You should just be a good person because being a good person is normal and good yeah. and expected, and we shouldn't just be douches just because we can be. Looking at you,
okay.
scummo.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay, that went weird. Okay, but okay, say you're a pretty person.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're not mean.
Yeah.
You're just boring. You're boring and you're pretty.
Can't relate.
And no one has ever told you that you needed to be anything else.
Well, you can't tell someone they're boring. It's like, how do you ask someone to get interest?
They die! Evolution! They don't mate and they die out.
But that's the thing.
Sorry.
Genes represent technicality. Like, people will still want to have their genes.
No, but okay, that's different from being someone in a relationship who doesn't put in effort. Boring is something you can't really... It's like being being shy. Okay,
what if there was an uglier guy,
yes,
maybe even a little bit older,
yes,
than his partner,
yeah,
but he was fabulously wealthy?
Yeah.
And all he does is throw money at stuff.
Yeah, and that's a benefit.
That's my dad.
That's exactly the same thing.
It's rich.
That's exactly
privilege.
The same thing as him being pretty.
Yeah.
It's a privilege.
Bad. You should be
his
nice.
His partner gets the benefit of being with someone pretty, and if that's worth the trade-off, then they stay together.
But that neither of them are happy.
That's entirely up to them.
What if you're just really funny, but also real dick,
yeah,
and like really racist, but you're super funny.
Mm-hmm.
That you forget about the being a dick part when,
yeah,
you're laughing at this joke.
Exactly,
it's just
right.
So good.
Did you mean most comedians?
Yes, I did.
My new Netflix show, Triggered? Cancelled?
It's like you don't have to be a good person to get someone to be in a relationship with you. And people who crushes are not rational things. So you can latch onto someone and go, oh my God, this person is the best thing. I am blind to all of their faults. I want to be with them for these reasons. And it will take time for that to wear away before you see them for who they are.
A racist.
Okay.
Or someone that you cannot be with in the long term.
Mm.
Does anybody deserve sex and attention?
Does anyone?
Yeah.
Or
does anybody
everyone?
Deserve that? No, does anybody deserve that?
Yes.
That's
every.
Do you mean like nobody is owed sex or attention, but everyone's worthy of it?
But nobody's owed sex and attention.
No, nobody's owed.
Meaning
it.
Nobody's obligated to give anybody else sex or attention.
No.
So that means that for either of those things, you have to earn them one way or another. And if being pretty gets you through that door, then your job is done.
Yeah, but we're just saying it's a privilege. Full stop. You should be a good person.
It
anyway.
Definitely is.
Sure.
But a pretty person isn't necessarily tricking you into a relationship with them just by being pretty.
No.
Because you will do that for them.
I worry that with my flustering I may have distorted my point slightly. Because I think my point is I don't like that shitty people are mean. Because I know some fucking ugly dudes who suck and are also shit.
Mm.
And they piss me off too. And
I
have a very specific person in mind, and I'm not going to say it.
And nobody's ashamed to call them out.
Yeah. And he has, he's in situations that I'm not and has been in many. And I'm just like, I'm just being very judgy. And I don't like if at least sometimes pretty people, when they're shitty, they're okay to look at. But if they're a complete fucking nothing, shitty, rude, nothing, dropkick, piece of shit ass, bum ass motherfucker, they don't have the right to also be shit.
Alex.
Wash your damn hair.
Maybe.
You fuck.
Are you talking to a younger version of yourself?
Oh, you bloody got me. Not this time, no. That is normally my MO, but no.
Maybe they are just really good at compliments and making people feel good about themselves while still being a bad person and doing that for selfish reasons.
I do also dislike people who justify things to explain away their shitty behavior. I do hate that because they're always going to have a reason why they can act shitty.
The reason
people are also shitty.
The reason why I don't automatically hate people
mm-hmm.
who have hurt my friends
mm-hmm.
is because I can imagine in any situation that there is a reason that two people got together in the first place that wasn't based on deceit. It was just you decided to do it.
I don't,
or worse still, it was mutual deceit.
Yeah.
I don't think that pretty people are tricking people. And I don't automatically hate my friends' exes. Normally, I'm just like, I don't know all the facts. You know,
fair.
Believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. So I'm usually like, eh. I think my thing is when I hear and see evidence of people being shitty, and I'm like, how can you sleep?
I mean, that's different.
Taking advantage
of this. If you see them being a shitty person, call them out and say, that's a really shitty thing to do. I don't like you anymore.
Yeah.
But that's different to being like, okay, these two people were in a relationship. It didn't work out.
Mm.
So I'm going to pick a side.
This is a failure on my ability to articulate my thoughts, for what it's worth. I hate shitty people that we know as shit who have beautiful partners. And I mean beautiful in like the heart sense, not just attractive partners. And they don't make them feel like the fucking sun was made for them. It's so easy to make people feel fucking special. It's so easy, and it makes me so mad that people don't. And that's my gripe.
And I also think it comes down to the fact that a lot of people are fucked up. So
yeah,
and they just accept the love we think we deserve. Hello, pecs are being warm.
Yeah, I mean, I am a terrible person. I'm not an easy person to be in a relationship with. I don't even hate my exes because I know I made it difficult for them.
You're lovely. Yeah,
sometimes relationships just break down. Yeah.
That's true.
They break
down. But we're not talking about natural breakdown. We're talking about assholes.
Yeah, shitty people.
No, but relationships break down before they break up.
Yes,
true. And if you're seeing the tail end of a relationship where somebody has just given up but they haven't pulled the pin yet, that can also explain why.
I think I just don't like shitty. Like I,
yeah, if people are being bad, you have that 100% right to call them out on it, say you're doing this, this is bad for these reasons, fix it or we can't be friends anymore.
Maybe I'm speaking from a place of romantic and creative privilege because I find those things and those gestures super easy. And I don't know whether my friend would listen to this, but I had a friend called Bubble Schmickenstein, and 28 years ago, he had to find a way to propose to his wife.
Oh.
And I came up with the proposal.
Wow.
And I enacted the proposal because he didn't have a car or the means to do it. And like he was like, I don't know how to propose to my wife, man. I was like,
are you sure you're not married to her now?
I mean, technically, that's how it goes. But like, and it was a wonderful proposal, and it was easy. Hey, and it's like,
but now the wife thinks that the husband did it. That's deceit.
But okay, but the husband did ask for help. Like that's on him.
Yeah,
he gets some credit for that, right?
2%.
It's still better than nothing. Is it better to ask for help? And get that great memory to share with your partner, or not ask for help and do it in a way that was totally nondescript and they don't really like to talk about.
It has to come from you.
I think also if that's the case and he was like, thank you, Alex, for giving me this wonderful idea.
He wasn't, by the way.
Oh, well, that's
a bad thing to do. Yeah.
But also if that was me and I was struggling, I would have the proposal and then afterwards I'd be like, I did have help. I just want you to know it wasn't all my idea. Not because I don't love you and I'm just mad with creative stuff, but I don't reckon you probably did that.
Why would you ever admit to that?
Because otherwise it's lying.
That's fine, and you deal with it if it ever comes up.
No! Guilt. Bad, Andy. Bad.
No, well, like, if this was me...
Guilt is something you can suppress with alcohol and... crying alone. That's
perfectly. You should
perfectly
become a functioning alcoholic.
Yeah. Bad, Andy, bad.
All good marriages are based on initial deceit.
Yeah. No.
There, I said it.
I think I'm mad at an abstract concept that you can't be mad about. It would be like if I was saying I'm mad that people can't write a book. Because I'm mad that people don't know how to make people feel special.
No, Alex, you're mad for the same reason we're all mad, is that everyone doesn't share...
We hate everyone.
The world is ending. We're all going to die.
Not everyone shares your same value system, and why not?
But it's just,
everything would be better.
It's so... like I think the things that you need to do to not be able to be romantic mean you're an asshole, is the thing. If it's like, I don't know what my partner... I don't know what food she likes. And like, that's good. That means you didn't listen. So you're an asshole.
I agree.
Yeah.
Maybe she's picky.
No, you know what? I've been Gina Schwartz. My heart hurts. We're going to leave now. Thank you, Alex, for coming on the show. You've been wonderful. Your opinions are very true and necessary.
You're also on My Song Suck, another podcast on the network. And you can find you on Bandcamp and Spotify.
And iTunes. But please follow me on Spotify. It's a big, big help.
Your man Alex Smith is my name. Your man Alex Smith. Thank you, Andrew, for your opinions, whether necessary or not. We still love you. Zane, thank you for everything you do for everyone in the world.
I'm sorry for calling you out so much this episode.
And thank you to no one, because I hate myself. Good night. I love you, Sophie. We'll be right back.
Hey there, guys, gals, and non-binary pals. It's Matt Young, and I want you to listen to the Story Chunder podcast. It's based on the live event where Brisbane storytellers tell true and sometimes embarrassing stories from their lives for the delight and approval of a live audience. So listen in to the Story Chunder podcast. I'll see you at the Chunder.